like, what is the role of the state to protect individuals that come forward with information and that lift the lid on crime? We talk here about, of course, the role of whistleblowers. We also talk about the role of, where does witness protection come into this conversation? Joining us on the line now, the executive director of the Whistleblower House, Ben Theron. Ben, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's an absolute pleasure. Look, it's one of those things that we often, I guess, talk about around the water cooler or in social spaces, the role that those who are aware of crime need to play ideally in lifting the lid on crime in order for the state to get a sort of handle on it. But if we look at it and we actually examine it, a lot of people do fear that, you know, that there will be consequences or retaliation on them. And that, I guess, cuts across the board, whether it is in personal family situations or with even in businesses or government institutions.
Absolutely. The fear is very real in South Africa. We have seen whistleblowers. I mean, our primary and only job that the whistleblowers have is to take care of whistleblowers. And we've seen the results of it. And some whistleblowers have lost their jobs. They face legal battles over the last few years, and social and financial isolated. You just shared now, when somebody speaks about the family, they get isolated. Can you imagine the broader community in your employment area where you lose your job, you can't get another one? So it is a very fine balance that individuals walk when they see something that is being done wrong.
And I guess the role, the ideal role that the state should be playing to protect whistleblowers and to protect those individuals that come forward with information that essentially lifts the lid on crime, what ideally should that role be?
Let me tell you what the Whistleblower House does, so you will understand what the role ought to be of the state, if you understand our role. Mm-hmm. The Whistleblower House has been established specifically because the state could not provide any meaningful support or protection. So what the original founders did is they did an analysis and they found out that the individual needs legal advice and support and guidance. Number two, they need psychological help, because when you lose your job, you get isolated, the family gets isolated, you suffer psychologically. Thirdly, you need security and safety. And lastly, you need financial help. Those are the things that the state ought to be doing within the context of any community. They don't. So therefore, the Whistleblower House is offering that services at the moment. We're hoping that the legislation that comes through will actually address those four areas and more. Because with the might and the power and the financial muscle of the state, it's very easy. We don't have that muscle, so we have very limited resources to support whistleblowers.
Yeah. And I guess then we sort of wonder why we have this hesitance by people that perhaps have information that they can bring forward, that can assist the state, that can assist law enforcement agencies with information. And I mean, even just looking at the current goings on in the country with the Madlange Commission and the threats on witnesses and the killing of one of the witnesses already.
Agreed. Let me be clear. Speaking up about wrongdoing protects all of us. If we want to fight the corruption that's being exposed in the Madlange Commission and the ADA Committee in Parliament, we need people to come forward and to fight crime and corruption effectively in South Africa, because it has seeped through all spheres of society, and we must make sure that people who come forward are supported and protected. If it wasn't for whistleblowers, if you look at the 6th and the 6th of July a year ago, where the general, Mshlang, came forward and made a public announcement, he was the one that blew the whistle into the country. And we would not have known a few months later how deep the things are, that the way they are being exposed on a day-to-day basis. It's unbelievable at the level of a general, the most senior, that this is the second level from the top, where people randomly, routinely connect with high-powered people that spend 500 million rand willy-nilly, giving 10 million there. That's money, small change for them. Can you imagine the actual money that they siphoned off the state? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Certainly important. And hopefully with the new legislation, we move the needle in some way, incentivizing those with information to come forward, blowing the whistle, and the state being able to protect them, Ben. For now, thank you so much for your time. The Executive Director of the Whistleblower House, Ben Theron. As always, thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.